T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Julie.
Hey, Julie, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so my husband, he's in Pittsburgh right now for this training thing that he has to go to every year for his job. He works for it's a paint company. You probably never heard of them.
I actually have heard of them. Their arena that the Pittsburgh Penguins play in is named after them.
Yes, that's them.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, he goes down there like once a year for this annual training thing. And so he's down there this week. And I called him yesterday just to tell him, you know, oh, me and the dogs miss you. Hope everything's going well. And he's like, I'm in the middle of something. Can I call you later? So I was like, okay, you know, sure. So I let the day go by and I get home from work and I make dinner and there's no call from him whatsoever. So I'm thinking, I know, but he's working, right? So it's been a long day of training and stuff. Maybe he forgot. So now I'm getting ready for bed and it's almost 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So I decide to call him and I thought, oh, maybe he just forgot, you know, and he answers. And I swear to God, it sounded like he could not get off the phone fast enough.
He wasn't like still in a training thing. He wasn't training at like 10 o'clock at night, was he?
No, but that's what bothers me. You know, I'm like, I'm talking to him and I was like, how did everything go today? And he says, good. So I start telling him this story about what happened to me at work. And all of a sudden, I could hear this, like, woman's voice start talking, and then it just stops. You know, and I'm like, I'm sorry, do you have company or something? And he's like, no, the door was still open, it's people in the hall. So I finished my story, and he's like, wow, that's crazy. Well, listen, I got another long day tomorrow, so I need to get some sleep. And then he hangs up the phone.
He hung up on you? Like, without even saying goodbye?
No, he said goodbye, but, like, he was in a major hurry to get off the phone.
Okay, so what exactly do you think is going on?
You know, I'm not sure, but that's why I called you guys, because, I mean, you deal with this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I can tell you what I think is going on. I think he did have company, and they were either in his room or walked into his room and didn't see him on the phone with you, and when they started talking, he gave him the old, like, you know, shh. You know how you look at someone and you're like, shh, but you don't actually say it?
Yeah. So you think someone else is staying in that room then?
I mean, I don't know if she's staying in his room, but she was definitely in his room when she called.
Julie, what time did you say this phone call was?
It must have been a little after 10 o'clock.
Okay. So that's kind of late to have someone else in your room with you, especially on a weeknight.
Yeah.
What did you say your husband's name was, Julie?
It's Chad.
Okay. And do you happen to know which hotel he's staying at this week?
He's at the Fairmont.
Okay. Shaq, let's look up the phone number for the Fairmont Hotel in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you what, Julie. Let's call him when we come back. And then we'll find out if anyone else is in that room with him, okay? Calling the Fairmont in Pittsburgh. Yes.
Hello, Lord Farquaad.
Good morning, Royal Service at Fairmont Pittsburgh. Courtney speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, can I get room 3, please?
Certainly. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Pearson?
Yes?
Hi, this is Sean Mendez. I'm calling you from the front desk. We got a call from a woman in your room saying that the hair dryer in your bathroom doesn't work.
Hang on. Hey,
here. It's the front desk. Something about a hairdryer.
Hello?
Yes, did you call about the hairdryer in your bathroom not working?
No.
Okay, because we got a call from your room, something about a hairdryer.
I got a question for you. What the f*** are you doing in my husband's hotel room?
Oh, snap!
I think it's for you, not me.
Hello?
Well, good morning, sweetheart. It's your wife, remember me? Yeah, I was just wondering why there's another f***ing woman in your hotel room, so if you could explain that to me, I'd really appreciate it.
There is not another woman in my room. This is a conference room that I'm in right now. There's a bunch of us in here right now. We're getting ready for a presentation right now.
You are so full of shit. Nice try. We called the front desk and asked for your room, dumbass.
Well, I had them forward all my phone calls here. So that's why you got this room.
So wait, so you asked the front desk to forward all your calls to a conference room where there would be a ton of people on the off chance that someone might call you?
And why did it sound like you were sleeping when we called you?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm a little tired?
Your excuses are tired. Your lying is tired. Do I gotta get in my car and drive down there and walk in on you and someone to f*** your room? Because I swear to God, if that happens, she's just f***ing dead, okay?
You ain't gotta do nothing like that, okay? Look, I swear to God, there's nothing going on.
Yeah, you know what's gonna happen if I find out you're lying, right? You know I'm beating your ass and I'm taking everything you f***ing own, right? I swear to God, I'll do it, and if you don't believe me, try me. I dare you.
Oh, my God. She sounded so sweet and innocent when we talked to her earlier. Julie went straight up gangsta on him. God, I would be worried if I was old Chad right about now.
Who the hell is this?
Oh, God, we forgot to hang up on old Chad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.